Hey, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Dave here, and everything you'd like to hear again or for the first time from today's show. Oh, my God. Okay, where to start? We pondered pancakes to start things off. Ginger Baker is sick, but that didn't stop us from rolling a supercut of other rockers' opinions on him. It's a scam. We hit the phones to hear about all the clever and many times idiotic ways that you were scammed. Jay Giles' band was in Song Stories today, and Jason Mertedis joined us once again for his NFL football picks, this time for Week 4 early, as the Eagles roll into Lambeau Field tonight. It's going to be a delirious show tomorrow. It's National Coffee Day on Sunday. We prepped for that and eventually answered that ponderous pancake question that we started things off with. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It is National Pancake Day for those of you who need to celebrate. All right. So unless you want to wait. Well, you two probably want to wait till Sunday for what is National Coffee Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I will be there celebrating that. Yeah. My son will be covering Pancake Day.
He will be covering Pancake
Every
Day?
Every morning he covers it.
All right. I actually have a question about that, and we'll get to it later on this morning. You know, about pancakes versus waffles versus French toast.
Oh,
and do you have an order? All right, but we'll get to that. We'll get to
I'll
that.
Ponder it.
Please work on that. Yeah. A wild Joe Buck.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of people in rock and roll, it seems that Ginger Baker is relatively ill. The legendary curmudgeonly drummer.
Yeah.
I had him on the air once.
Did
and I
you?
Was, I, and it, it went fine. It actually went fine. It wasn't a problem at all.
You caught him on a good morning.
I must have caught him on a good morning. But I was so nervous during that entire interview. Right, you know, and the first thing I asked him about is, do you own an olive farm? Because that was the big thing. After he left, he moved to Italy and opened an olive farm. He says, no, I had a farm. It had olive trees on it, but it wasn't an olive farm. Right? You know, but anyway, he's in the hospital.
That's a shame. How old is he? Does it say? He's got to be up there. He's one of the older ones.
Yeah,
I know
that. He's just weeks away from turning 80.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, he was with Cream. He was with Blind Faith. He was a longtime smoker and a heroin addict. He had a heart attack sometime in the past, right?
So he's basically 120.
Yeah, that's about
it. For what he's gone through.
But a while back in 2012, a documentary came out, Beware of Mr. Baker. And in it, a whole bunch of musicians, right, talk about what a madman Ginger was at one point. So we glued them all together, and it kind of went like this.
He personally is what drums are all about.
He is 35 being nuts. He's mad.
Well, I think he was kind of fairly consistently horrible to people and to himself.
If they got a problem with me, come and see me and punch me on the nose. I ain't going to sue you. I'm going to hit you back.
He's moved around the world, getting thrown out of every country.
He's a rogue. He's a lovable rogue.
He was into drugs, hasn't he?
And you surprised that he's still living? Yes, I am.
And as the flame went down and there was one person going to get off, it would be Ginger.
He was like a scary guy. When I would look at him, he looked like the devil.
The devil takes care of its own, yes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
I read a story yesterday about a woman, and this happened out west somewhere. I think it was Michigan. All right. And this woman is trying to buy an iPhone. All right. And she sees one online on one of those swap sites. Let Go.
Okay.
I use Let Go. You use Let Go?
Yeah. All right. It's like a quicker Craigslist.
Yeah. And, you know, there's that. There's Facebook Marketplace. There's a bunch of different ones that you can use. Right. And now when you go and when you have something on Let Go, most times you're a seller, not a buyer. Right.
Yes. I usually sell.
Yeah. Right. You know, well, it seems that these people were buyers and they wanted to get their daughter a new iPhone.
Okay.
And they found one on Let Go and the woman and her husband go to meet this guy to get this, and he shows up and he's got a iPhone box, you know, and he asks for the money and they hand him the money, all right, and he hands him the box and then he runs.
Oh no!
Never hand over the money before inspecting the merch.
Exactly right. He runs and all they have inside the box are two bars of soap. That was it. There was no phone at all. They got scammed.
Can you text on an Irish Spring?
I don't think so. No? I don't think so. All right, but. With that in mind, and I started thinking to myself, I said, gee, did I ever get scammed? And yeah, I mean, I've been lied to a lot in my life, but I got really scammed early on.
What happened?
I bought one of those parking lot stereos.
Classic ruse.
The classic ruse, right? Wow. And all the equipment just looks so great. Uh-huh. You know, he's going to sell you all the equipment that would have cost, like, at that time, like $600-$800. Hey, $150, you can have it all. And it all worked. Sounded like crap, right? But it all worked. But they were pretty. Everything in the boxes was pretty.
They put a Pioneer logo on it.
Exactly. That was about exactly. It. So that was my first one. Wow. What was yours?
Mine was, I had a rock collection as a kid, and I remember finding this incredible diamond on the train tracks with my dad. It looked like the emoji diamond. It was spectacular.
Okay.
Perfect. I mean, this probably wasn't real, but to me as a kid, it was like, oh my God, it's a diamond.
Right.
And a
like
kid,
they come out of the ground looking
right,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah, trains spit them out as they go by. A kid in my neighborhood saw it and said, hey man, I have a rock analyzer in my garage. I can check this for you and see if it's legit or not. And being a dumb 6-year-old, I was like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Cool. Here, take it. And so he took it. And I never saw it again. It got to the point where I had to go back to his house with my dad, and he laid the smack down. But by that time, it was gone. Who knows where it was? Probably sold it to another, you know, schmuck.
Probably worth millions, too. Yeah,
it could have been.
So what was it for you, folks? We're curious. We've all been scammed at one point or another. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. How did you get scammed? So we're talking about scams because of this woman that got scammed on trying to buy an iPhone. How did you get scammed?
I was trying to buy my girlfriend, now wife's shoes. We were probably in our early 20s, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to find, she liked Tory Burch flats, and I was trying to buy them, and I found them what I thought was cheap. Well, when I got them, gave them to her, opened the box, and you could smell the spray paint immediately.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or were they payless?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone from China.
Someone from China. Right. Well, what is your scam story? How did you get scammed? Call us here in the studio. So yesterday I saw the story about a woman in Michigan. What was that app that they used, Dave?
Let Go.
Let Go.
Yeah.
Right. And they wanted to get their daughter an iPhone, and they show up. And the husband comes with the wife, and they show up to do the swap,
right.
Give the guy the money. He's going to give him the iPhone, right? They no sooner give him the money, he hands him the box and bolts. He just runs away. When they open up the box, there's two bars of soap inside. All right?
Got him.
And we've all been scammed in some way, shape, or form during the course of our lives. For me, I was one of those people who bought the parking lot stereo. Right, the guys come up, hey, I got this extra one, you know, they gave me too many, you know, you could have it, and it's speakers and a receiver and a turntable and all this stuff, and you get it home, and it's like, it's just crap, only the tweeter works,
right,
the amplifier has 10 watts, you know.
Settle down.
So, you know, and you got scammed out of a huge diamond.
Yes, I had a precious gemstone that a guy in my neighborhood told me he had an analyzer for to tell me if it was legit or not.
At 6 years old,
yes,
you got scammed.
I fell for it.
All right, and you bought fake shoes.
Yeah, Tory Burch shoes, and they were spray painted from China. Yeah.
So each and every one of us has been scammed in some way, shape, or form. So the phone lines are lit this morning because we've been asking people, why don't you call in and tell us all about how you got scammed. And Paul is on the line. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm damn fine. So how did you get scammed?
I got scammed by working a lottery machine when I was in high school at a local pharmacy, and a guy came in and gave me like a list of numbers, and every time I would start punching the numbers, and he kept asking for to run the ticket again or cancel the ticket, or you didn't put it straight, or you didn't put it in the right combination. And when I asked for the $100 that he owed, I ended up giving him back his $100 bill and his tickets.
Oh,
well, that
my
was a
God.
Good- Yeah, that was a great chat with my boss at 16 years old.
Cole!
Hey, how we doing today?
We're doing fine. So how did you get scammed?
I ordered a pair of Converse shoes offline. Thought they were coming a little cheap. When I got them, it was a box. It was a pair of Crocs. Get some rocks in there to weigh them down and make it the same weight as Converse would have been.
Did you wear them?
No, I can't say I did. They were about six sizes too small.
Oh, God. That made it even worse. Joan, how did you get scammed?
I was trying to cop a kilo of hash back in the 70s and was living in Germany. I went to cop a kilo of hash, and I got home, and I had camel poop. which you can't get high off of.
I guess I don't know what hash looks like to figure out what camel poop looks like.
It's the pollen from marijuana plants mixed with an oil turned into like a sort of block form.
Exactly.
Right. It takes somebody who went through the 60s to explain this to the millennials.
Well, it's what they dab today, then, I guess. It's like beeswax.
I never thought I'd have to look up hash in my Google images, followed by camel poop afterwards.
Do they look alike?
No, camel poop looks like a deer poop.
No, not if you put it in a brick.
They turn it into brick form.
Right.
All right, I'm looking at a big pile of what looks like prunes.
I'd think Cocoa Krispies before hashish.
It was supposed to be blonde hash.
Have a good morning. All right, Bill, what about yourself? How'd you get scammed?
In the mid-90s, I had a deli guy came in, said he had a computer for sale. It was the kind that you put on your desktop at the time. $300, which is an awesome price at the time. And we got it home, plugged in, didn't work. I opened up the tower. It was filled with paper, monitor, filled with paper. It was
Wow. At least my parking lot stereo worked.
Yeah. There was just a tweeter, but it worked.
Yeah, I didn't even have that luck.
Okay, Adrian, how'd you get scammed?
Well, I was in a gallery years ago. Guy had a camcorder. He showed it to me. He wanted $150. I said, listen, I got $75. I looked in the bag, I gave him the $75, I ran home so happy, so happy. I put it in the bed, I opened it up, the lens, it was a nice lens, I thought the lens was a real lens. It was a bottle. And in the weight of the camcorder, it was two red bricks.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. I'm like, wow.
What was it, 1985? How big a camcorder was this thing?
Look, I don't know. I was happy. $75 was $75. I was the most happiest camcorder person.
Have a good morning.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Right now.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by the Museum of the American Revolution. I'm stumbling over this because when I first looked at it, I didn't see museum. And I thought it said, brought to you by the American Revolution. I was like, wow, they're still advertising?
Damn right.
No, it's brought to you by the Museum of the American Revolution. Today we're dealing with Peter Wolf, our buddy Peter Wolf. It's always fun to interview him, and you never know where the interview is going to go. But this is an interesting story about the song Freeze Frame and how they actually ended up coming up with it.
Title Freeze Frame came up, and it just said, wow, let's sit around and think of some photographic images that had to do with a freeze frame moment. Sort of like love at first sight. Man, when I saw that gal, it was like everything froze. It was this freeze frame, this decisive moment when you knew it was going to be the real deal. And so we're just trying to think of, let's see, you know, shutter, zoom lens, negative, flashback, and anything that had to do with photographing, you know, and we just started making this long, long list. It just sort of slowly came together and still got the list.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Thursday Night Football this week. Jason Martinez, see, I can say his name, is with us once again.
I win one game and you can say my name?
Well, actually, and that's 2 weeks in a row that you went 1-2.
Yes, it is.
You know,
that was the sound of Jason's pick so far this season.
No. That's my Nelson Aguilar impression. All right. Well, let's start off with your game of the week. The Chiefs. Wow, you're really going out on a limb with these. The Chiefs.
Well, I need a good week, John.
The Chiefs at the Lions. Kansas City is a 6.5-point favorite. Really? You think so? You think they've got a chance?
Well, it's in Detroit, if that means anything.
Okay. All right.
But Detroit's coming off a big win on the road, obviously, against the Eagles. So.
And look, they looked really good.
Yeah.
Especially their defense. They looked really, really good.
Well, it's easy to look good when the guys that have the title wide receiver can't receive. I mean, it's like part of the problem, you know? Like, you go through the parking lot, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the parking lot can catch a football, right? They're all throwing them, but the Eagle receivers can't catch it. It's amazing. But, yeah, I love the Chiefs this week. 6.5, I'm fine with that. Detroit's got a letdown situation. I think the Chiefs are one of the best teams in the NFL. So I think it's an easy cover. I think it's a rocking chair ride.
You know, and especially, you know, if you watch HBO, now that The Rock owns the Chiefs.
Spoiler!
I'm only
into the season.
Oh, sorry.
I'm still at, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
All right, so let's move on to the lock of the week, the Falcons at Tennessee. Again, really going out on a limb here.
Well, the reason why this is seems like an easy pick for me, especially, is because the Falcons are two different teams. When they're on the road, they are not good at all. But when they're at home in Atlanta, in that dome, they're very good.
Uh-huh.
And the Titans came off a big win last week, so I really like the situation here for the Falcons. -4. You know, if they really want to kind of stay in this upper echelon of the NFC, they got some urgency here. And when you tap that, you have it at home. I think you cover the 4 points rather easily.
All right. And that leaves us with the Eagles game tonight. The Eagles at the Packers. The Packers, only a 4.5-point favorite. And aren't they undefeated?
Yeah, they're 3-0. They haven't played the first game of the year. They played Chicago on the road, and they got a win 10-3. It was ugly. But that being said, they've opened up their offense the last couple of weeks. So they got a new coach there in LaFleur. And obviously, the big guy you got to stop is Aaron Rodgers. And he kind of mitigates any kind of new coach buffer period where it takes time because he's so good. The matchup dictates everything Packers here, from playing on Thursday night where they've never lost at home to Aaron Rodgers never losing to the Eagles, short week, travel for the Eagles, all those things. I get it. But the Eagles have one thing the Packers don't have, and that is a huge amount of urgency. And this is a huge game for the Eagles. It's not for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3-0, starting off the first quarter of their season. You can't manufacture that urgency. It has to be organic, and for the Eagles, it is. And Chip Kelly's last year, 2015, they went to Gillette Stadium. They needed a win. They got one. They were a huge double-digit underdog. Last year, they go to the Rams, double-digit underdog with Nick Foles. They go out there, and they get a win. Why? Urgency.
Mm-hmm.
They got it again tomorrow. I'll take the Eagles plus the 4.5 and to win the game outright.
Wow. All right. Yep. So once again, as your game of the week, it's the Chiefs and the Lions, and you're going with the Chiefs. The lock of the week is the Falcons and Tennessee, and you're going with the Falcons. And as you said, you are going with the Eagles. Do you think listeners realize that the two of us are wearing the same glasses?
No, are you? Oh, you got great taste. They are good glasses.
And do you think they realize that you have more hair than Jason?
That does not happen often, do you?
That does not happen often.
Although I got you beating facial hair on me.
Jason Martinez from our sister station of Fanatic Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
Why doesn't somebody start doing like absolutely honest advertising? You know, so you would say it just like it is. Like take coffee, for instance. If you're going to do an absolutely honest coffee ad, it would go something like...
Coffee. Start your day with a cup of hot, extremely addictive brown liquid. We take smashed seeds from a flowering shrub picked by severely underpaid labor from another continent and mix it with heated water. This caffeinated sludge is like sipping on boiled asphalt dipped in a cheap cigar. So don't forget to add sweeteners and flavors to mask the real taste. Enjoy a cup of this overpriced, unregulated, psychoactive drug for breakfast. Coffee.
Keep it here for more absolutely honest advertising.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.